You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action coming up on Thursday, the 27th of September. And as Newmarket's Cambridgeshire meeting gets underway, it's the first of three great days racing from HQ. In my personal opinion, one of the more underrated sort of racing festivals that we do have over the course of the flat season. We've got supporting cards as well. There's Pontefract, Kempton and Perth, and they're also racing at Sligo over in Ireland as well. So plenty to look forward to. It's live on Racing Radio through the course of the afternoon. And on the podcast, my name's John Gibby, and I'm joined by Craig Forsyth. Hello, Craig.
Hello, John. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You're looking forward to, well, first and foremost, the racing we've got coming up at Newmarket over the next few days.
Yeah, very good 3 days at Newmarket. Obviously, the Cambridgeshire being the highlight on the Saturday. But I think, you know, that Saturday card is filled with future stars or future champions. If you like, going back to previous years, and we've seen some very good horses win on this card. So yeah, I do like these group races for the juveniles in the autumn. It's very good.
Well, speaking of the good group racing we've got coming up on Saturday at Newmarket, we've got, of course, a couple of the group ones, the Cheeby Park and the Middle Park, both coming up. But we've also got the Royal Lodge, the group two, comes up at 1:50. On Saturday, the first race on Newmarket's card, in fact, that day. It's over a mile, and it's, of course, for those two-year-old colts and geldings. And what do you think of the runners here? Of course, we haven't got the final declarations at this stage, Craig, but we've got some idea of what might be turning up.
Yeah, you know, we've got betting on this race at the moment, John, and the market's headed by Beatboxer at 2-1, a horse that was very, very impressive in two starts so far. William Hill listeners may have heard Ken on the paddock notes, an appearance of Beatboxer ahead of his debut at Sandown, where you know, he described him as a lovely colt by Scat Daddy, but also a horse that was probably about 80% fit that day, and he won well. He went on and built on that at Haydock in a novice event. He has missed one engagement since then because of the ground, so do keep an eye on the weather. You know, being by Scat Daddy, I don't think he wants it too soft, Beatboxer, but potentially, you know, he's a very smart horse. Of course, John Gosden won this race 12 months ago with none other than Roaring Lion as well. So, you know, he's got history here. John Gosden, good record in the race. And Beatboxer, you have to say, is a worthy favourite. But there's one, well, he's entered to run. He's priced up to run. I would obviously wait. I wouldn't advise a bet right now, John, in terms of getting involved anti-post. But I would maybe wait till the day of race market, which will become available on Thursday. And that's Kadar of Carl Burke's. Really impressed with his horse on debut at Haydock. Was well backed ahead of his debut against horses that had already shown a fair level of form. And, you know, he came through after being one of the first off the bridle to win very well. And he looked a horse that would improve dramatically on that, even though he won at the first time of asking. Now, we've just seen that form Frank today in a nursery at Redcar. Prejudice, who was back in fifth at Haydock, came and absolutely bolted up off a mark of 73 at Redcar. So a boost there for the chances of Kadar. I'm very, very taken. He's another son of Scat Daddy. So it'll be interesting to see if he turns up here, because, you know, there was talk of him running in the Racing Post Trophy as well immediately after his win at Haydock. So, like I said, keep an eye on the final declarations. You know, 10:45 on Thursday, they'll come through. And obviously, you know, the two of interest to me is the favourite Beatboxer and Carl Burke's Kadar.
A couple to keep an eye on then in this year's Royal Lodge, the opening race on Newmarket's fantastic Saturday card, the Cambridgeshire card, of course.
Just looking at the Racing Post Trophy dates for this year, isn't on run until the 27th of October. So this could be, you know, a good race for Kedar. It would still give him the best part of a month, you know, to prepare for the Doncaster contest.
The final Group 1 of the season, of course, and more build-up to come on the Racing Post Trophy over the course of the next few weeks with us at William Hill on Racing Radio and on the podcast. We'll turn our attention now, though, Craig, to the racing coming up on Thursday. We're sort of jumping back in time from where we were on the Saturday a little bit, and the first day of the Newmarket meeting. The quality might not be quite so high as what we're going to see on Saturday, but there are still a couple of decent races. We've got a Group 3, first of all, up at 3:35, the Tattersall Stakes. This is for the over 7 furlongs for the 2-year-old Colts and Geldings once again. And, of course, this time we do have a final field for it. What are your views?
Yeah, I think I'm going to take a chance with Bye Bye Hong Kong here. Hopefully a group winner for King Power. And hopefully that's one of his only wins this weekend, because Leicester, of course, at Newcastle this weekend. Bye Bye Hong Kong was very, very impressive when he won at Windsor. He did have the rail to run against on that occasion, but he came home in a quick time. And he went to Doncaster, stepped up in class to Group 2 company last time, and he pulled really hard. He hadn't shown any of those traits, really, in his first two starts at Newmarket and Windsor. But he pulled his chance away, and it's fairly easy to draw a line through that run behind Too Darn Hot. And, you know, it was a long way behind his Windsor form, and that was mainly because he was too keen and too fresh.
Obviously, we were talking last night on Racing Radio about the horses from this ownership, many of whom have been in training with Andrew Balding, and what they have achieved on the track so far, or what they haven't achieved on the track so far. But you think Bye Bye Hong Kong could potentially be one to buck that trend a little bit?
Yeah, definitely. You know, he certainly looked a horse that was going the right way when he won at Windsor. But unfortunately, he took a backward step at Doncaster last time. But I think you can give off or give any horse one bad run. You know, hopefully he settles much better in this contest. There should be a decent pace on. I think the likes of Arctic Sound is a possible front runner, and I think there could be some value, because I think Prince Ejai will probably go off favourite on the back of that Ascot Maiden win, but I think he needs to improve a fair bit on the bare form as he's upped in class here. Obviously Cardini finished ahead of the selection by Hong Kong in the Doncaster contest, but you know, there was excuses for Andrew Balden's runner, and I'm going to stick with him here. I'm going to keep the faith, and hopefully he can get back to the form he showed at Windsor two starts back.
35 minutes later, we have a listed race, the Jockey Club Rose Bowl Stakes over 2 miles, so a true stayers contest on the Rowley Mile. And though we don't have, obviously, the top stayers that we have in Britain and Ireland at the moment in this race, Craig, we do have a couple of those who have probably been just bubbling a little bit under the surface over the past couple of years, the likes of St. Michelle and my old favourite Sheikh Zayed Road, as well as a couple who could be potential up-and-coming stayers.
Very much so, John. A good mix here of almost veteran stayers, and as you said, up-and-coming three-year-olds. And the whole field rated 100 and above. So, you know, it's a very good competitive listed race, despite only 7 runners. Sheikh Zayed Road obviously drops in class. He's been contesting Group 1 and Group 2 races. You know, he drops back to listed level. You know, he's sure to go well, but I think at the age of 9, he hasn't been in the same form as he was 12 months ago. There's been a dip, you know, over the last 12 months in his form. The Ascot run was moderate, and if you look at his Doncaster run compared to 12 months ago in the Doncaster Cup, you know, he was a little bit behind the form.
People forget that 2 years ago, of course, he won the Doncaster Cup, and then he won the Long Distance Cup, and he beat Mordred St George on that occasion.
He did, yes. But I just don't think he's the same horse nowadays, John. Obviously, if he ran close to that level, he'd be very hard to beat. Nelly Court is the other older horse of the party at the age of 8. I think he'll have conditions in his favour. But I like the three-year-olds here. I think we've got some promising horses at that age. Savannah Star was very impressive when he won at Windsor on heavy ground back in April. People were backing him for the Derby on the back of that performance. He backed that up with a good win at Sandown in the Group 3. He will stay this trip. I don't think there's any doubt that the 2 miles will be beyond him. I think he'll get home and improve for it. I think he's a big player. But the horse that really impressed me at Goodwood 2 starts back was Ben Avraki of John Gosden's. This is a real good-looking son of Frankel. He's a huge, big stamp of a horse. And, he was in a 14-runner handicap off a mark of 104 at Doncaster the last time. I was against him on the basis of his inexperience. You know, I thought that was a tough race against experienced handicappers at that stage of his career. Unfortunately, we never got to see what he was capable of because he pulled up, quite quickly. Obviously, in great hands, John Gosden. There's absolutely no way this horse would be turned out 13 days on from Doncaster if he wasn't 110% for this Newmarket contest. You know, he made a really good impression at Goodwood when the track didn't ideally suit. I think this is a potential cup horse for next season. And, I think he could be value on the back of that Doncaster effort from last time.
Obviously, with the 3 odds as well, you've got that very useful weight for age allowance, which is £10 from the older horses.
Yes, indeed. In terms of previous winners, 3-year-olds have only been successful once in the last 10 years, but that was 12 months ago, trained by John Gosden, and of course it was Face the Facts. So a lot of positives in amongst the negatives there.
Brilliant. Well, a couple of selections then for Craig with our decent quality racing we've got coming up at Newmarket on Thursday. And it's only going to get better through the course of the week. Join us on Racing Radio for all the action. And Craig, thanks for being with us on the podcast today.
Thank you, John.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.